In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon and welcome to WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, live 93.7 FM from our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Fitzy, we had planned to start a little football and then, well, things happened. Not for the Red Sox. I don't mean things happened for the Red Sox.
No, nothing?
Nope, because Craig Breslow, things are slow developing my ass. Kyle Schwarber is no longer on the market. Kyle Schwarber is going back to the Phillies, 5 years, $150 million. So as Lou Maloney would put it, there were two big bats available. Now there's one big bat available. And you better go get yourself a Pete Alonso. He drove all the way across Florida, what, an hour and a half to meet with you guys. There's only one bat left. And what worries me, Fitzy, or I don't know, we need to dig through, because in regards to Schwarber and then Alonso, we also suddenly have this proliferation of reports. We all need to remember that Bregman is the number one priority for the Red Sox. He is? I haven't heard that for a while. Where'd that come from?
Ken Rosenthal keeps saying it. Yeah. Ken Rosenthal says it, you know.
Ken Rosenthal wasn't saying it until recently, and now Pete Abraham is saying it, who wasn't saying it until recently. So what the hell has happened? Are they trying to grease the skids here for when Alonso re-signs with the Mets or goes elsewhere and Schwarber is gone? Like, well, really, we got our top priority, because our top priority was simply to re-sign, not an addition, re-sign Bregman. I don't like where any of this is going, Fitzy.
Listen, you guys were hoping you could get a full-blown spread, a big catered meal, box of 20 nugs, 10 large fries. I kept telling you, you're going to be getting a Wendy's biggie bag from this team. Try to throw as many things as you can in there for $5.
I don't hate
and
those.
No, I don't hate them either. They're delicious. If I can convince mom or dad to get me a Frosty on the way out the door, then we're winning. We want them to choose money. We want them to spend like drunken sailors. We want them to see the shortcomings of last season and then add to it. Throw more money at it. You've got money. Look what happened last year when you finally opened up the purse strings after several frugal back of the grocery store years. You actually advanced the cause. And now you got the kids coming up and the pitching is turning around and you have arms you can deal for other people. And they're probably just going to continue to add Oviedos and Sonny Grays. Oh, we got Bregman, and we'll get one or two other guys, and they'll say that they're drastically improved when we all know the other guys got the big fish, and we're just eating sardines again.
So you say spend big. Is this a huge spend, $150 million?
It's a lot of money.
It's not that much money. There are plenty of – what did Dylan Cease get? $210. What did Juan Soto get? $750. You know, there's plenty
He's
of...
He's a little younger.
There's plenty of contracts, but I don't care. Like, I don't care. Like, it's not a massive sum of money. And paying $30 million a year for a guy who hits 50 home runs, to me, sounds like money well spent. Especially for a team.
Sure.
I believe their focus was... I get mixed messages, so pardon me if I listen to what they say. I believe... Craig Breslow, after the playoffs, said, we're looking for a big bat. We're looking for a big bat because in the postseason, a disproportionate number of runs are scored by the home run. So I was like, oh, so they want a home run hitter, a big bat. Everybody said it's a right-handed one, so it was almost like, well, Once we narrow it all down, it's Pete Alonso that they should be going for. Okay, you want to include Schwarber? He's left-handed, but he fulfills all the other criteria. Great, I'll take him. You told me you wanted a big bat. You told me you wanted home runs. There's two options. Now one is gone because you apparently wouldn't pony up $150 million for 5 years for Kyle Schwarber. I don't know.
We don't have that on the record, do we?
What do you mean?
As in, we don't know if the Red Sox made an offer.
We don't know
how many years it may have been. It could have been the Breslow and the company may have said we're going to stick to our guns. We'll offer him four. Who knows?
Stick to your guns and don't have a power bat. Great.
Said we'll offer him 25 for five. Who knows?
Said
30 million. Who are you yelling at?
Everybody. Because okay. I'm angry. Because they keep telling us stuff and then they fail to fulfill the actions that come with those words. Mm-hmm. And this is.
Then don't say anything if you're not going to back it up with actions or paychecks or. Big fat bags of cab. Burn some cash.
And I get that there probably are other avenues. It's not really just Pete Alonso, even though that was my reaction.
Pete Alonso should be the top priority. Let's not mince words here. Let's not dilly-dally. Pete Alonso should be the prime. Like, everything can't work out better. Power right-handed hitter with a high war in the prime of his career. Check. Solid clubhouse guy. Check. Married to a girl from freaking Quincy. Check. I mean, what else, right?
Hey, don't forget Drake May telling you it's awesome to be in Boston and you don't have to fight for the attention of fans with all those teams. You'll be a hero if you come here, Pete Alonso, right? Drake May said that yesterday. And yet we have no activity at all. I mean, we hear rumblings. I don't know if those count from the interest kings. We get annoyed by that. You have also the reports and rumors that Ketel Marte, who is potentially going to be traded. Mm-hmm. A very good second baseman, all-star caliber second baseman, $105 million contract. I don't know if that's under the threshold of what they are willing to pay and whatever you think their limitations might be financially, but he's also got a little bit of baggage in that some teammates didn't love playing with him and he didn't play a lot of games and his house was robbed and so he went away from the team for a while, which doesn't really bother me. That aspect of the story, if that's it, I've never been robbed, Fitzy. I don't know about you. I don't know if you've ever had your house broken into.
I metaphorically and emotionally, yes.
I think that could be jarring. I could think that could be a reason why you might be shook a little bit. And, you know, instead of wanting to stand in a batter's box where somebody throws 95 miles an hour, be like, you know what? I need a mental health day. We hear a lot of mental health days in this mm-hmm. day and age. Mm-hmm. If somebody went into your home when you weren't there, I think that could. But there seems to be more to it than just that. He basically doesn't play more than 140 games a year. And I just wonder, with the vibes, yep, Fitzy, you can take whatever you want, 50 cents, a buck, throw it in mm-hmm. there. The okay. vibes of the Red Sox last year, do you want to add a guy that seems like the vibes weren't great in his last place? Yes, Dan Ball.
Spin zone on Ketel Marte. Mm-hmm. The 1 year that he played 150 games and had a 4-9 war, actually, which was less than the year prior, 2023. You know what happened to Arizona in 2023?
They went to the World Series.
They went to the World Series. We talked in a similar fashion about Nathaniel Lowe. People thought that he was getting a little heavier and wasn't trying as much as he was when he was competing for a World Series in Texas. And then he came to Boston and seemed to enjoy it and put everything he had into it. So maybe there's something to playing for something more relevant if he gets traded here.
Losing on a developing team or a team with no plans or no future has a pretty terrible effect on us all. So you could see, obviously, how Nathaniel Lowe was able to emerge from his cocoon and be a pretty positive contributor down the stretch last year. Same could be true for Marte if they choose to pull the trigger. How about this line from Scott Boras an hour ago? Quote, Boston's ownership has made it clear to us that they want to add and improve to what their roster was last year. We have discussed 6 or 7 players with them. End quote.
Yeah, so you believe them, Scott? Because I got burned by that, too. You need to learn. They say one thing and do another. They were going to add a number two starter, and then they added multiple guys who weren't number two starters. They just reconfigured their 3 through 10 that they were so proud of. But I would ask you, Fitzy, if it is indeed Bregman as their top priority, let's just say they don't get Pete Alonso because now everybody who's in the market for a big home run hitting right-handed bat is going to be outbidding you. Let's just say that happens. Would you be okay with Alex Bregman and Marte? How does that fill out your needs to sort of reconfigure your lineup? Because I'll be honest, that face you made is kind of the one I was thinking in my head, like, yeah, I don't hate it.
it's not bad.
It's a much better lineup.
Hopefully Bregman is full season healthy, but you don't know because that quad injury just popped up out of the sheer blue yonder last year. Ketel Marte is a quality baseball player. I personally would rather pay Bo Bichette. I think that guy would be an awesome fit in Boston. Big right-handed bat. You saw what he was able to do in Game 7 of the World Series, so he's got some pop and some clutch, and he was doing that on a bum wheel, no less. Plus, you don't really have to make the trade and give up any prospects, although for some reason Breslow seems to love trading for people more than just outright paying for them. See last year, Crochet, as opposed to going after Max Fried or ponying up for Max Fried. There's also reports that I read a couple last night that they may want to go after Kyle Teal, you know, yep. AKA the guy that they sent for Crochet. I guess the White Sox would listen. I mean, stuff's all over the place. They just need to narrow the field now. Maybe they love having some disinformation, some fake news, and a lot of buzz out there that the Red Sox are acting huge right now. I never thought they were going to get Schwarber. I do think they're going to get Alonso. Seems like their plan is to just kind of like try to get as many headlines as possible. And from there, hopefully maybe a baseball team follows suit.
Well, that's what time of year it is, right? It's misinformation or information. I don't even know. I'm bouncing around Twitter last night. And what do I see out of L.A.? Oh, the Dodgers. They got this TV guy, this clear TV guy. And he's like walking the lobby in the hotel in Orlando. He's like, the Dodgers are finalizing a trade for Tarek Skubal. He is coming to the Dodgers. And I'm like, okay.
No.
And then I kind of go into the guy's mentions, and a lot of people are like, yeah, you've said stuff like this before. It's funny. It never seems to work out. You always got these high-end reports. But it's that time, which is great for baseball. They need some of it to come to fruition, right? Baseball in general can't turn into it's always just rumors. It's always just speculation. You need some of them to actually play out. Kind of the issue the Red Sox have had in recent years. You can't always be interested. You can't be the interest kings. You need to land some players over the... And you mention it, Kyle Teal, Dan Ball. If he comes back to Boston, would that be a... Wait for it. Teal good story? Okay, Dan Ball, I've moved on. They traded him in the Crochet deal, but... I love the rumors. That was slow on the space bar stuck again back there. I love the rumors, but rumors don't win baseball games. Rumors don't. And if you're having rumors while Dave Dombrowski's like, okay, Red Sox, that's great that you have all these reports. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give Kyle Schwarber $150 million so I have a 50 home run hitter in my lineup.
That's what Dave Dombrowski does, though. Dave Dombrowski just writes big checks. He makes big moves. He swings with a big stick. He doesn't speak softly, and he writes big checks. I never thought they were going to let... Why in the world, when Schwarber has been an absolute hoss for the Phillies, why would they let him go? He's got a home there. He's beloved. No need to come back. Like if the Red Sox overwhelmed that offer, I could see him coming back. That story is really more about he never should have left in the first place. It was a stupid move by Bloom and company at the time to think, well, we don't want to have too many power left-handed hitters, and how many mid-level first baseman / DH can we possibly have on the team? So let's let one of the most dynamic bats and awesome personalities that found their way into the city leave for nothing.
Dan Ball, I think you realize that my optimism is waning a little bit here.
I've noticed that in your tone of voice today, and I'm sorry to hear that, because I was excited on your behalf that you felt so strongly about the Red Sox making moves.
Is it warranted that my optimism is waning, or should I say, okay, it's early, Major League Baseball off seasons, we learned a year ago, they're a marathon, not a sprint, right? February 20th or whatever for Bregman.
Yeah.
You know, these are going to play out. Scott Boras is going to let things play out. There's going to be a lot. Should I be losing optimism, or is it too early?
No, I think it's fair to recognize that the optimism you had was probably a little bit too high. Now, they're not going to do
Sucker.
Nothing.
Thanks, Prez.
He's also kind of right. They're not going to do nothing. Like, it's the retention of Bregman at very worst, and it's maybe one more supplemental piece, Jorge Polanco, for example, in the middle of your infield. I think that's the worst case scenario, what they do. But we also have to recognize that the Red Sox are being used as leverage right now. They
Correct.
Were quote-unquote in on Schwarber. They're quote-unquote in on Alonso. I think they've kind of settled into, because they're such a big name, they're such a big market, a lot of the interest is agents using them to try to drive up the prices for other players, and not necessarily them actually being in on the biggest stars.
Just like when you mentioned the Patriots, you get a lot of likes and clicks and engagement because they're a national team and they're a narrative driver. Same with the Red Sox. But I refuse to believe they're going to go into this season with the exact same team plus Jorge Polanco. Like, that's we're bigger suckers than anyone could possibly imagine if we think that they're gonna re-sign Bregman and add Jorge Polanco, and they're not gonna trade an outfielder, even though we've read about Duran and Abreu both being on the market for the right price. Like, it's gonna happen. It's just gonna take a first move. And no, Sonny Gray and Oviedo don't really count as the big first move that will kick open the floodgates to significant change at Fenway.
So Fitzy, I gotta ask, what makes you believe that? Is it anything other than fandom and optimism?
Because they fell short last year. Because they felt grossly short. They didn't even get a home playoff game. And if they're strictly in this, Dan, just for marginal profit, because, you know, they'll tell you like, oh, well, if we go over this threshold, we'll lose money. But if they're in it for marginal profit, then, and they're not in it for championships, if they're not in it for building the best baseball team possible, then yeah, they'll just do Bregman and Polanco, and the fans will be pissed. And then Roman Anthony and Marcelo Mayer, one of them will get hurt. They won't be able to do enough, and they'll fall short of their goals again. I refuse to believe that they are that obtuse, that they're that blind to their needs in what is a very fertile, available, and open market right now.
Well, wasn't that basically the report from Sean McAdam a couple weeks ago, that they weren't going to lose a lot of money? They're okay maybe losing a little bit of money here and there, but they're not going all in and losing a bunch of money. I'm paraphrasing Dan.
Yeah, Ball, it's kind of sneaking over that first tax threshold is what they're comfortable doing, which equates to $30 million-ish, maybe a little bit more than that.
So Bregman, because that's where I wanted to come back to. If they sign, let's believe the reports that are now resurfacing, that Bregman is their top priority. Re-signing Bregman's their top priority. Let's say they re-sign Bregman, their top priority. And let's just say the contract goes to where I think some of us don't want it to go. Let's just use the number that Schwarber got. 5 years, $150 million. If they give that to Bregman, how do you feel about that? Because I'll hate it. I'll hate it if that's the same similar money you're in for Schwarber, similar money you're probably in for Alonso, and you just bring back Bregman on that deal. I will absolutely despise it if I watch those other guys go somewhere else. I don't think that's acceptable, Fitzy, if that's where the Bregman deal lands and it comes at the cost of one of those other two.
If the Bregman deal, sorry guys, we couldn't get Alonso or Schwarber, even though you all would have definitely preferred him because we kept Bregman in the house. Great. I mean, he was the Saint last year. Cool suits, great advice, couple clutch hits, some nice plays at third. It's not enough. It's not enough. Trevor Story is going to be a year older. You think he's going to play 150 games next year?
No.
You're nuts.
I'm not sure I want him to, the way his defense fell off late in the year.
I don't even want him playing short. I want him moved over to second. I don't care what it does to his mental state of affairs. Marcelo Meyer's a much better defensive baseball player. Straight up. Period, the end. I don't want Tristan Casas on the team. Damn, Nick. No, I don't want him on the team this year. I want a better first baseman. I want a power right-handed bat. They know what they need to do. Why they would choose not to do it is, you know, as Dan pointed out, not going too far over the first tax threshold. Aren't they, like, do we know, Dan, I know it's, I'm not springing this on you immediately. I can look it up as quickly as you can, I guess, during the break. But do we know exactly where they are right now in terms of how much money is committed to 2026 versus what would be available to going to that awkward 230, 240?
It's like you knew my hand was up. The Red Sox spent just under $245 million last year for luxury tax purposes. Their projected luxury tax payroll for 2026 stands at $223 million. That means they have $22 million to spend before they hit the threshold and roughly $40 million to spend before they get to that second threshold that they don't want to reach. That's also not entering in the $7.7 million that Jarren Duran is going to get paid that you're assuming is getting traded off the books. So you could take it kind of between 22 at the low end, and I guess I would handicap it at maybe 45 at the high end.
So they traded away $30 million a year. They let walk or whatever the Bregman deal at $40 million a year, and yet only have $20 million to spend?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the Crochet extension, Anthony extension, Christian Campbell extension, and some other arbitration numbers. Tanner Houck's getting a couple mil, Cutter Crawford a couple mil. So it accumulates faster than you would expect.
I got to tell you, $240 million don't go as far as it used to. You should be a better baseball team. Uh-huh. We shouldn't be bitching about the lineup and the number two starter.
Where the
and
hell
all
does the rest of the money go? You got Crochet at 27.
They need an audit.
You got Chapman at 10. And then where's the other two?
A scary amount of it is going to Masataka Yoshida and Jordan Hicks right now, guys.
Oh, my God.
It's about...
Oh, damn you, Devers!
Without looking at the number off the top of my head, $25, $30 million between those two? Something like that?
Yikes. Yeah, 18 and then... And, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 18 and 12. Yeah.
617-779-7937. How are you feeling about the start to the Major League Baseball hot stove season? The Red Sox say things are slow developing. Meanwhile, Dave Dombrowski has inked Kyle Schwarber for 5 years and $150 million. If you're doing a little counting or accounting, that means there's really only one big bat left on the market. It's Pete Alonso or bust for your Boston Red Sox. Or you got to go and pivot. Use Mike Vrabel's word, pivot into a different direction to alter your lineup. Could be a trade for Marte and others. 617-779-7937. We are rehashing the moves of other teams and the rumors of the Boston Red Sox early in the show here today. But up next, we are going to talk to Mark Schlereth, as we do each and every Tuesday. And he's got a little Twitter beef going on, I think. So we may lead off with that question. That's an interesting... I'm not sure he's a guy I'd want to pick a fight with, Mark Schlereth, as a former offensive lineman with a seemingly a hot temper at times. We'll talk to him about that next. And the Patriots, the NFL, and all things football.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons and right to the guest line as we go each and every Tuesday at 2:30 to talk to Mark Schlereth. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. How are we doing this week, Mark?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Before we get into the Patriots, all things NFL, so you popped up, a very close-up video of you popped up on my Twitter timeline yesterday, and I had to ask, are you in a little Twitter beef with Skip Bayless? What's this all about?
Oh, no. I mean, I love Skip. I think that, you know, sometimes he's an idiot. But, you know, I mean, it's been really interesting, you know, helping out up at CU, you know, knowing the Sanders family, and this whole kind of notion that you know, that Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns are trying to you know, trying to undermine Shador and trying to, you know, sabotage his career path, which I think is absolutely comical when you think there's 32 of these jobs in the National Football League and you're purposely trying to have a kid play poorly. It's insanely stupid. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. And ultimately, you know, I mean, do I think Kevin Stefanski wanted to draft Shador? No, probably not. I think the organization did that, and he didn't have much say behind it. But the bottom line, to act like you're trying to purposely undermine and ruin him, is just, it's just so insanely stupid. And so, you know, Skip Bayless is the same guy that thought Johnny Manziel was going to set the NFL on fire and that Tim Tebow was going to change the way we draft quarterbacks. I mean, it just is stupid stuff. So I thought I would let him know that I thought it was dumb.
Well, in a lot of ways, actually, Johnny Manziel did almost burn the league down because he basically burned the Cleveland Browns down. And Tebow did help. Tebow did help us change how we draft quarterbacks, because going forward, we need our quarterback to be able to complete a forward pass. So, in a lot of ways,
right?
Yeah.
So maybe he was right. You know, exactly. Yeah. Maybe I'm the idiot. So anyhow.
Hey, just wanted to steer at Pat's word for a second. In your estimation, obviously, incredibly successful first three quarters of the season. Four games left. The Broncos have the same record. If they both win out, Broncos get home field, one seed and whatnot. But what do you see here? Like, what are the true challenges coming off of a bye when you're doing so well and you got just a couple games left in your season, but you have your eyes on a hell of a prize?
Yeah, I think there's always the issue of, you know, having a week away. Just the kind of rust versus rest issues, and those things are real, especially when you're just in a real groove. You know, the last time we saw them play, hanging, 31 in the first half? I mean, they were just cruising. So they did such a phenomenal job in doing all that. And so you always kind of worry about losing a little bit of your momentum, your mojo, you know. So I think that's one of the things that you would concern yourself with. I know here in Denver, we were a little bit nervous because we had the bye week the week before, and Sean Payton gave him seven straight days. He gave him the whole week off. And then they came out and almost lost the game in Washington, easily could have lost that game. Defensively, they didn't play very well. Offensively, they struggled a little bit as well. So I always worry a little bit about that. But again, you know, they've been so damn good. Like, the rest is more important than the potential of that.
Mark, we got you.
Steak?
Yeah, you guys still there? Sorry.
Yep, we got you now.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, I was wondering your thoughts on whatever the heck is going on in Kansas City. They are not going to win the AFC West. And around here, we were spoiled. We had a double dynastic run of the Patriots that was broken into two eras. This feels like it might be the end of the first era of whatever the dynasty is in Kansas City. Do you think they have another run in them? Where do you think things stand with Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and company?
Well, from your lips to God's ears, I hope it's the end of the first run, and then I hope they don't have a second run. You know, the odds are they probably will, and Patrick Mahomes is, you know, all everything incredible. Oh, my goodness, all bow to the altar. I hope they lose every game. You know, and then ultimately, they've got the – I hope they get flexed out. This is my biggest hope. I hope they get flexed out of the last game of the season because they're so bad, and then Fox chooses to put me on that call so that I can be the guy that talks about the demise of the Kansas City Chiefs. And as much as I hate the Raiders and I hate them with the white hot intensity of a thousand suns, my hatred for the Chiefs has become greater than that of the Raiders. And so I would become a big Raiders. I'd wear all black, maybe a black with a silver shirt, maybe a, you know, an off silver tie, and I would be openly rooting for the Chiefs to lose in the booth. So maybe it could happen for me. Who knows?
Not that you've thought about it or anything.
Yeah, this sounds very spontaneous.
Not that I have looked down the schedule and going, you know, maybe this could happen for me. It would be like a great little holiday gift for me.
I'm not sure if you saw this, but within the last 90 minutes, Stink, Philip Rivers has signed with the Indianapolis Colts. How do you like the idea of a guy who's 45 years old and hasn't played in the league in 5 years, coming back to try to save the team? And do you think he could possibly still have enough left to sling it and keep the Colts in the playoff hunt?
I think it's awesome. You know, Phillip's got 10 kids, so I'm sure he's looking for any excuse to get out of the house. So I think that's really, really cool. No, do I think he's going to come in and save the day? No, I don't. You know, I don't think. I think the Colts are kind of falling apart and they're reeling right now. So I don't think he's going to come in and save their season. You know, I just don't believe that that's going to happen. But I think it's a cool thing. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, they just signed him to the practice squad, which doesn't change his status as far as his Hall of Fame candidacy is concerned. But if he goes to the active roster, then he's got to go back in the pool and wait another 5 years. And he will be on the ballot for the 2026 season. And, you know, maybe this is an admission that, well, I got time, whatever. Or maybe this is an admission that, hey, man, I don't think I'm getting in. If Eli doesn't get in, then I might not be getting in to the Hall of Fame. So, who knows? I mean, it's kind of a cool thing. I'd love to see him get that opportunity. I know he's been coaching high school ball and doing all that, but I'd love to see him get the opportunity.
Mark, when I look across the AFC playoff picture, it feels like there's the potential when we're talking about January. It's going to be almost as much about the teams that aren't in the postseason as the teams that are. We'll be talking about Burrow and Mahomes potentially, whatever. And I'm wondering, is whoever wins the AFC this year and goes to the Super Bowl, are they going to have their accomplishments maybe diminished because people are going to talk about, well, you didn't really go through the best of the best and it was a weird year? Or is this football and if you make it to the Super Bowl, I don't want to hear about who you played?
Yeah, I just don't care. I mean, I think you get through the gauntlet that is an NFL season and you make it all the way to the Super Bowl. And, you know, there's a reason. It's because you're a damn good team. And so, yeah, I don't care about, oh, they didn't play, you know, the Chiefs were down this year or Burrow. Hell, Burrow and the Bengals haven't made it. Now, what is this, 2 years in a row? It looks like they're not going to make it. I don't care. Like, I don't care about any of that stuff. And at the end of the day, nobody, you know, you win a Super Bowl, nobody's putting an asterisk by it. So, I love it. I love where we are right now. I love the fact that the Patriots and the Broncos are 1-2, in the conference right now. And there's so many parallels. And I'm sure maybe you guys have talked about it. Maybe you haven't, but there are so many parallels to the 2015 season. And, you know, where the yes. Broncos are, this Super Bowl was in, you know, in San Jose, in San Francisco. You know, they played the Broncos played the Patriots in the AFC Championship game where the Broncos hit Tom Brady 21 times or something. I mean, it was for us, you know, it was great. Not as much for you guys, but it was great here. And you know, and there's so many other parallels that are just crazy when you look at those two seasons. So it's really cool stuff.
I'm still trying to figure out how Peyton Manning was able to hurl two touchdown passes to Owen Daniels in that AFC Championship game back in 2015, Stank. That was a hell of a game, hell of a finish. And I could see it going down a mile high again. But who knows where things finish for the Broncos. I know the Patriots would love to win out, and it starts Sunday with a hell of a game. They can win their first AFC East Championship in 5 years. If they beat Buffalo on Sunday, Bills are coming in a 1.5 favorite, which is a surprise. Who do you like in the game, and how could you see Sunday playing out?
I actually like the Patriots. And the Bills,
like, it was funny because sometimes when you're, you know, you're prepping your game, you're following. And so when I was prepping the Miami Dolphins a couple of weeks ago, I'm watching Bills tape, you know, of the game where Miami beat them. And I was like, the Bills just won defensively. They can't stop the run game. They've got some issues on the defensive side of the ball. They're going to give up big plays in the passing game. And then offensively, I was shocked at how many busted plays, how many missed assignments, how many just, I mean, it is Josh Allen putting on a Superman cape and taking them to a victory. Because they, in a couple of games that I've kind of broken them down, and I was looking at the other teams, but I just kept going back to, God, another like misidentification at the second level and not blocking a linebacker or not blocking, you know, a down guy. Or I mean, it was just one after the other, protection mistakes, protection busts, assignment busts. And so it was just really interesting watching. And it is one of those situations where it's either like Josh Allen did last week, you know, to beat the Cincinnati Bengals, just became Superman. If he can't do that, they're not going to win. And I don't think they're a very complete team. I think they just rely way too much on their quarterback. So I like the Patriots in this game. And the cool thing about both the Broncos and the Patriots in the win-out scenario is this end of the – I mean, there's so much at stake to get that bye week, to get that number one seed, that it feels like both these teams got to go on a run and win out. And the Broncos got a really tough four-game schedule. They've got the Packers. They've got Jacksonville. They've got the Chargers and the Chiefs. I mean, you know, three potential playoff teams. So it's going to be nip and tuck all the way down to the end between these two teams, I feel like.
Mark, before we let you go, Drake May is a quarterback and team that has 11 wins. He's an MVP candidate, and we got the update yesterday. He's the leading vote-getter for the Pro Bowl. What would you say to me if I said to you, Drake May is developing into the face of the National Football League right before our eyes?
I wouldn't surprise me at all. I would be like, yeah, he's played that good. And, you know, I think the interesting thing is like, he's been incredibly efficient. And I think it's awesome when you get efficiency, but he's been incredibly efficient with a bunch of big plays down the football field. And that's where he sets himself apart. It's efficiency with the big plays and the big chunk plays and the dynamic kind of scoring plays. That's where, you know, that's where you garner MVP votes. And I think that's what he's done more than anything, is just made those big time plays, the big time throws down the football field that just make you, just make you rewind the moment, you know. So really cool stuff. He's one of the nicest kids. I mean, you guys probably talk to him on a weekly basis.
Yep.
One of the nicest kids you'll ever meet. And so, you know, as much as I'd like to hate him, I don't. I actually really like the kid. So, yeah.
All right, Mark, appreciate you taking some time to join us. Hopefully you are correct about Bills Patriots on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Be well.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, bud.
That is Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. And remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have a little breaking news, a little trade for the Boston Red Sox. Who's coming? Who's going? We'll tell you next here on WEEI.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Take it to town. So, Fitzy, we wanted activity. We have activity from the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, good. Who did we sign?
Well, not so much a signing. Who'd we trade for? Well, not so much who we traded for. It's more trading away. According to Jeff Passan a few minutes ago, the Los Angeles Angels are acquiring infielder Vaughn Grissom in a trade with the Boston Red Sox, sources tell ESPN. Vaughn Grissom famously or infamously was the center of the Chris Sale trade from the Braves to the Red Sox. Alex Cora told us it wasn't about trading Sale away. It's about a player they wanted to acquire. Played a little bit in 24, wasn't good, was injured, and was a minor leaguer in 25. Dan Ball?
Per Mark Feinzan about a minute ago, the return, 21-year-old outfielder Isaiah Jackson. He just signed recently, came out of Arizona State, where he hit .310 with 18 home runs. 21 years old, played 10 games at high A, .219 average, a home run, and four runs batted in, .668 OPS. So this one, fellas, is simply a guy that's on your 40-man roster that you no longer want to be on your 40-man roster ahead of the Rule 5 draft.
Yeah, this is a weird situation. This is a team that doesn't have a second baseman, didn't have a second baseman, and somehow the guy they traded for to be the second baseman, Fitzy, no longer interested them as the second baseman. Does that sum it up nicely?
Yeah, they had no interest, and he's like, but I play the position where you don't have anyone else, and they're like, yeah, no, we're good.
Hey, Campbell, have you ever played second base? No? Well, you're going to try. Grissom, back up. Yeah, like, that's basically what they did.
You're super bad at it, too. I don't get this. You know, boy, these Breslow pitching trades. Breslow did pull the trigger on Sale for Grissom, correct? That was one of his first moves?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that trade really didn't go well.
No,
it did not go well at all. Nope, just
I want a Cy Young. Who saw that coming?
Right, and then was awesome the next year until he got hurt, which is what happens to him a lot. Chris Frail, I think someone he used to work with on the weekends used to say that a lot.
We'll skip right past that.
Okay. Then there's the Quinn Priester deal. Boy, he's every other move. He makes a pitching deal like for a Chapman or a Crochet, boom, home run. And then he makes a deal like Grissom for Sale or, you know, bag of balls for Quinn Priester. And it doesn't work out. So take what you want. Take it with a grain of salt. Like, he's 50-50 on these pitching deals. They either go really well or they blow up in your face. And now Vaughn Grissom just became the answer to a trivia question. Who is the bag of bones that the Red Sox got for Chris Sale?
Dan Ball?
Terrible.
It's a guy, Fitzy, who told Mass Live's Katie Morrison O'Day back in July around the deadline, quote, "I don't really expect much more opportunity here just because decisions that were made and it kind of didn't involve me. I mean, all those decisions, they make sense in a way, but I guess it sucks a little bit." That was in July.
Yeah, I remember those quotes, and I remember wondering, and it had reached the point now where I wondered if he was still with the organization. I thought maybe I had missed the minor move that
straight
sent
up
him
forgotten about him
out of the organization because he wasn't part of it. And we've been having these conversations about who plays second base. Does Story move to second base? Is Campbell a second baseman? Is Bo Bichette going to be at second? Like, all these talk. And I was like, how come we never mentioned Vaughn Grissom? I guess Vaughn Grissom's not on the radar anymore. And now he is not on the radar because he is in Los Angeles. The good news, I would say, is, though, We know that BrezBot is working the phones. They're talking to people. They're doing some things, right? So maybe this is, you know, you got to start small. You got to crawl before you can run kind of thing. Minor moves leading up to big moves, Fitzy.
Yeah. Great. Can't wait.
You don't believe that.
Not a lot of energy on that. I'm going to be honest. Not a lot of fake energy I can muster up on this one. How much money did they clear? How much deck or runway do they need to clear by getting rid of Von Grissom? How much entitlement is he full of? Is this Vrabel making sure that he's not going to spoil the water or sour the vibes in the clubhouse for 2026? I mean, the guy came here. They had hopes for him. Obviously, someone thought he sucked. They traded him away, got some minor league outfielder. Awesome. Like, nothing burger.
You know, they're not going to trade for Mike Trout, who I know has fallen off a little bit, and be like, well, you know, the roots of this trade started when we did the minor Grissom deal. We started having bigger talks at that point.
Yeah, if Von Grissom goes out there and they're like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
All-star second baseman Von Grissom.
Yeah, it's like Gleyber Torres times 10. This kid's unbelievable.
Dan Ball?
You could do a lot with the estimated $820,000 he was going to make this year.
John Henry, put that to good use. Add that to the Bregman money, the Devers money, all the money you've saved. Now you got rid of Von Grissom.
Money is tight, boys.
It isn't tight, BrezBot. I don't know why you say that. 617-779-7937. The Red Sox are kind of making moves, I guess. I mean, the Phillies get Schwarber and you get rid of Grissom. Seems same. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. That means Ted Johnson will join the fun and we'll have our three-point stances. And I think there's been a transition down in Foxborough. It's not just the coaches, the quarterbacks, the talent. It's a little bit of a philosophy shift from one coach to another. The new generation under Mike Vrabel has an admission, and I love the admission. I'll tell you about that next here on WEEI.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.